The result of a sometimes raucous MSU Board of Trustees meeting today left interim MSU President John Engler in office. As the board meeting was getting underway, President Engler reiterated his apology for having alleged in an earlier email that Larry Nassar sexual assault survivor Rachel Den Hollander might be taking kickbacks from attorneys suing MSU. Trustee Brian Mossallem tried to add an item to the agenda calling for Engler's removal. This week, he and Trustee Diane Byram asked Engler to resign over that email. That motion failed 6-2. After the meeting, Mossallem briefly greeted members of the survivor support group Reclaim MSU. He says it's fair to say that Engler is on thin ice.
Another outbreak, I'll be very surprised if you don't see a major tone and change from this board.
Reclaim MSU members frequently disrupted the meeting with further calls for Engler's removal and for trustees to resign. The board approved bonding to fund the $500 million settlement with Nassar survivors. They also okayed a two-year budget that includes a tuition freeze for in-state students next year. Pay for top administrators will be frozen. Faculty will get 1.5% pay hikes rather than 2.5%. Student employee pay will go up 4%, and other increases will be in accordance with union contracts. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.